Hello again, everyone, and welcome. Wait a second. Sorry. something's amiss. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Celebrity Stage Stories with Jerry Strauss. That's me, and we are here because of our friends, in part, Edge Magazine. We know all about them. We are brought to you by Edge Magazine, and each issue of Edge explores a compelling cultural theme with an intriguing blend of essays, articles, interviews, artwork, and photography, along with interviews with the biggest names in TV, movies, music, and more. Kind of like I'm not pointing the right. My goodness, I really got to work on this. I really do. We want you to visit Edge Magazine's website for free digital versions of the magazine, exclusive digital content, and more at edgemagonline.com, and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. And today, we are going to turn things around because we have an amazing guest, an amazing conversation ahead of us. And I'm excited because I think this is going to be the kind of chat that we're going to look back on in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years and say, oh my God, we got to talk to her way back then when things were just beginning. You know her, you love her, you've seen her on shows like All That. You've seen her on the movie that is just burning things up on Disney Plus these days, Better Nate Than Ever, and all over the place. She is Aria Brooks, and she's here. Aria, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I know that your schedule is taking up a lot of your time. You're probably pulled 18 different directions. So thank you for joining us. You know, just your list of all the different things that you do is... it's exhausting for me to even read, let alone try to do any of them. Actress, singer, songwriter, writer, producer, activist. You're only 16, right?
Or I'm 15.
You're 15 still. Oh my God. I mean, and not to say anything, you know, negative about that age. It's certainly a great age, but it feels like the kind of age where when I was 15, I didn't necessarily have the maturity or the work ethic to handle all these different things. How do you do it?
Well, I have a lot of people in my like circle who are keeping me grounded and keep me balanced. So that's very helpful. Like my parents, my family, all of them make sure I'm centered and I'm like prioritizing everything in all aspects of my life. Yeah. But I think what a lot of them are like hobbies turn jobs. So like I turned something I love to do, something that I do in my free time, I turned it into a career.
Okay. So it's the old, you know, do what you love and you won't actually be working.
Yes.
Type thing. That's amazing. That's living proof. What an inspiration for, you know, people, you know, other kids younger than you and your age and, you know, even old fogies like myself, still something that we can be inspired by. I want to talk about all these different things because things are just getting more and more exciting for you. But you're an Atlanta native, correct?
Yes.
So how did everything start for you? And what I really want to know is what started for you first? Like, was it the music? Was it the acting? Was there a particular lane that kind of got this whole ball rolling for you?
Both of my parents, they're music educators. So I grew up around music and just performing arts in general. So then later down the line, after doing like local shows and things like that, like for fun, I started truly wanting to pursue an acting career when I was like 10. And that's when I feel like the music branched out to performing and that branched into TV and film. So technically it started with music, but now like I love them both equally. They're both like in my blood almost, and they're what I want to continue to do forever.
And when you say acting, I know you've already had a variety of different types of roles, but a lot of people first got to know you on All That, which for those of you who, if for some reason you don't know, is basically Nickelodeon's Saturday Night Live franchise. Like over the course of many years, that's sort of the niche they've carved out for themselves. And you got to join that legacy, that very rich legacy, and be a part of that tradition that is all that. Was comedy something that was a focus for you from the start, or is that something that you kind of fell into when the opportunity came along?
I would say it's a mixture of both. I think from the start, like, what did it for me was watching Jessie. I was watching Disney Channel and I saw Sky Jackson and I was like, I want to be just like her. I want to do things that she's doing. And I want to be like her. And of course that's a comedy show. So I think I really wanted to book like a Disney TV show or a Nickelodeon show or something like that from the jump. But like, I was kind of open to anything. I just wanted to be an actor, whatever I was doing. And I think comedy just, it's what I do every day, all day. Like, that's how I am with my friends, always cracking jokes. So it just, I think that came very naturally to me instantly. And I think I gravitated towards it at first.
What's it like, to, you know, because we hear so much, not to compare it, but there's been so many stories told about the legacy of Saturday Night Live, but not so much yet about all that. I think we're still due for, you know, that big documentary or that big kind of tell-all, but, you know, just all these stories that I'm sure are out there, because I think people underestimate what a cool and enduring and popular thing that it is unto itself. But what's it like being a part of that environment? Is there a lot of like improvisation, or is it largely scripted, or how does that work?
It is scripted, but they're like very open to things like that. So like one of my characters I did in my audition, they added it to the show, and it was like a recurring character for me. Mm-hmm. I suggested like doing a Rihanna character, and they added that to the show. Uh-huh. And when we're on set, there's a lot of things that change on the day. So like throughout the week we rehearse it, and it might change pretty frequently throughout rehearsal, but then on the day all of that could go out the window. They could stick to it heavily. It just depends. So it's very open at times to like whatever works, because whatever gets the audience reaction, since it was a live audience.
It feels like the kind of thing where the vibe needs to be kind of light and funny like all week long, just to kind of keep that mood going and flow into the tapings. Is that the way that that you felt like it was during your time there?
I definitely feel like throughout, rehearsals were always very fun, because they were just, we got to try stuff. We got to play around with things. And like, we always got the energy from whoever was watching our rehearsal. We always got laughs in the funny parts and things like that. So it didn't feel like super serious. And that built up to the show every time.
Awesome. Now, you know, something else that a lot of people have been talking about, I know that my kids really enjoyed the movie Better Nate Than Ever, which is Disney Plus. You're part of a cast that includes Lisa Kudrow, Joshua Bassett, Ruby Wood, Michelle Federer. Big cast, lots of talent, lots of laughs there as well. Very different from performing in front of a studio audience. Was this your first big like movie, like on set project that you were a part of?
It was my first lead role in a movie like that. So it was definitely like a lot of firsts throughout that experience.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in your career, have you come to enjoy that type of atmosphere, being on a set, doing lots of takes, equally to, you know, being on a, you know, performing in front of a studio audience, or all the other very different things that you've done?
I definitely enjoyed it a lot. I think a big part of it was also the people I was surrounded by, because we had such an amazing cast and crew too. So like, just the energy on set and the vibe there was already enough to make it super fun for me. But I really liked the way the movie worked, especially because we were on location a lot of times. We were in New York, so I got to explore these places like when we weren't filming, when we were filming too. So that was a very fun experience.
Awesome. That's really cool. Now, I have to believe that even now you're reaching this fever pitch where every month, every week, maybe even every day, as these projects that you've done are gaining in popularity, you're finding yourself being recognized more and more. Your social following is growing. You're just becoming bigger and bigger. Do you feel that out in the world? Like, do you feel more and more people kind of looking at you or pointing at you or clearly recognizing you as somebody that they know and they watch and love?
I'm definitely starting to feel it. It'll be like little things people say. Since I'm at public school, I think I feel it even more. So when I'm at school, just people that I don't even know saying they know me or saying things like, oh yeah, we all know Ari. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's just, it's not weird in a bad way, but it's like weird for me because I'm not used to that, I guess. Yeah. Like, I'll have like a lot of friends and I'll know of a lot of people they might know of me, but not like in that way, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely starting to feel it. I'm grateful for all the love and support, everything it's getting right now. So I like it. It's nice.
That's awesome. I mean, clearly you're embracing kind of putting yourself out there in the world on some level, because your activity on social media, you know, you put out great stuff and you are really gaining big followings on social media, over 233,000 followers on TikTok, 12 million likes. Instagram, you got over 20,000. Twitter verified, your own YouTube channel that's just skyrocketing. Like, people are clearly interested in making you kind of a part of their everyday lives. Is that something that you kind of enjoy building upon?
I think that it has its pros and cons, but overall, I like it. I like that people are recognizing the things that I've been working so hard for. Like, it's nice when your hard work actually starts to reap benefits. Mm-hmm. And I like it. I like that people enjoy what I'm putting out. And then at times it is difficult because, like, to an extent, I want certain aspects of my life to maybe be private or whatever. And I'm doing a good job of keeping it private, keeping things between me, my family, and my friends. But after a while, certain things, like, I can't do, or else it's out for everybody to see.
You have to figure out where that line is, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, music is a totally different side of your career. As if you weren't busy enough with everything that we've talked about so far, you've got this growing music career. When do you have time to record, to, you know, figure out what your next song, like, when do you have time to do any of that?
Well, like I was saying before, it is like, writing songs is like a hobby for me. I write songs about literally any and everything all the time, like anywhere I am, just jotting it down in my notebook if I get a song idea. So it's just kind of, I don't know, just happens. It's like when you have little hobbies that you might do around the house, it's like that, except I like made a career out of it. So I don't know. I make the time because that's what I do in my free time. So do I really have free time? I don't know.
I assume at some point you sleep. I'm hoping.
Oh, a little bit sometimes.
A little bit.
Depends on the day.
I just want to ask you about a couple people that you've had a chance to work with, just to hit on some of these other projects that we really shouldn't breeze by, but we just kind of have to because there's so much to hit upon. But Harriet, a film that you were a part of, it included Leslie Odom Jr., Clark Peters, Vanessa Bell Calloway. What was it like being a part of a film that got a lot of critical acclaim?
I think it was really cool. That was like my first project. Yeah, that was my first like big project. Mm-hmm. So working with big name people and on a real set was very different for me. And I enjoyed every second of it, obviously, because I'm still doing it. I'm still acting. But I really enjoyed that experience, and working with everyone there was super nice.
Awesome. And you also did a movie this is a Netflix anthology series. You were part of Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. Did you have a chance to meet Dolly at all?
Yes, I met her once during the table read. She came in, I think she was rehearsing or maybe filming a different episode while we were doing our table read, but I got to meet her. She came around just super sweet and outgoing and hugged everybody. Like, it was, I'm sure that wouldn't slide now with COVID, but she came around and like, she was just the sweetest thing. It was so nice to meet her.
That's really awesome. You worked with Delta Burke, Kathleen Turner, Kimberly Williams-Paisley, Julianne Hough. I always mispronounce her name, from Dancing with the Stars. What a wide variety of really cool people that you've had a chance to work with so early on. Like, who's who, really?
Well, thank you. It's very, very honoring to be able to work with those kind of people. And like, my name is in the same category as them.
And by the way, everyone, in addition to all that we have discussed so far, Arya is also very active about social justice issues. You're supporting causes like Black Lives Matter, mental health, Glad Spirit Day, Transgender Day of Remembrance, the International Day of Tolerance, National Stop the Violence Day. Like all throughout the calendar year, you've got something going on where you're supporting such great causes. It's got to be just very personally important for you to, I guess, keep part of your time, part of your energy and your life force towards those types of things, right?
Definitely. I feel like for me, activism, and I've never really called it that. I guess obviously that's what it is, but I think there's an activist in everybody. Everybody needs to speak up. And that doesn't necessarily make you an activist. It just makes you a part of society. So I personally go above and beyond to do that, but I think everyone should at least educate themselves, if nothing else. And I think it's important to me to educate myself and other people using my platform, because if I have a platform with all these people, I should be using it for something besides myself.
Yes. And we, as a society, certainly appreciate your feeling of responsibility for that, your approach to that. And yeah, I mean, you, with the power that you have and the things that you're doing with it, you're helping to make the world a better place, which is really awesome. And, you know, you read about all these different things and the singing and the acting and how everything comes together. And I think that an initial thought that would certainly pop into my mind if I didn't have notes in front of me is, man, at some point she should really do musical theater. She should do Broadway. But of course, I know, because I'm familiar with where things are going here, that you have been announced. You are heading back to Disney Plus. You're going to be part of season 3 of High School Musical, the musical, the series, which is, I know, again, from my kids and their love of this show, this is a huge, huge thing that kind of takes advantage of everything that you do so well. How cool is it for you to be on this show? And how did this come to be?
Well, first, that experience is still crazy to me, because that's one of my favorite shows. I remember watching through every season right when it came out, like, and being obsessed with the actors in them. And now I worked with those actors, and that's like super insane to even say. It was such a great experience too. And it came from, because our showrunner, or our director on Better Nate Than Ever, is the showrunner for High School Musical, the musical, the series. Mm-hmm. And so he like wrote me into the series for this season. So I'm super grateful for that. Love you, Tim Federle. So that's just, it's been really, really great. And I'm so grateful for everyone who's been vouching for me and keeping me employed.
That's really awesome. I can see that the people who love this show, they love it for the music and they love it for the characters. And it's almost like a little bit of that starter for future fans of the drama, because my daughter is like, she comes for the music, but she stays clearly for the drama. And I could see it, even if she won't admit it. So you're kind of like stepping it up a little bit as far as stepping into a show that has, it's a show for all ages, right. But there's definitely some drama involved that's I'm sure it's just going to continue to roll and evolve as we head into season 3. Is there anything about your character, anything about season 3 at all that is spoiler free that you can possibly say to those looking forward to this?
Well, yes. So this season, it's taking place at a summer camp called Camp Shallow Lake. And I will be an 8th grade camper at the camp along with my best friend, Emmy. And we're just a part of the camp, meeting the kids. And that's kind of all I can say at the moment, but I can't wait for you guys to see season 3 coming later this year.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm sure everyone is very, very excited for that. The anticipation will continue to build for that. So listen, thank you, I mean, for being on the show, and thank you for discussing everything that you've done. So I still can't believe it. And I still can't believe that we've got you here and we've got you now, because I know in just not even 5 to 10 years, I'm talking just another year or two, there's going to be so much more to talk about. And we're going to say, remember when we were talking about High School, the musical? I've got a final question for you. At this stage of the game, taking into consideration everything that you've done so far, what's one goal that you have for the future? Something new, something different, something that you have not yet had the opportunity to do that you hope to get a chance to take a shot at?
I feel like I have a lot of goals moving forward. a lot of them are like just branching off from what I've already done. So like, I'd love to be the lead in a movie. So like Better Nate Than Never, I was of course a lead, but I want to be like the lead in a movie, a TV show, maybe even, I'd love to release an album too. So like just releasing more music and reaching more people is my biggest goal, to like touch people with my art.
Well, you're certainly on the right track with that. Everything is moving in the right direction for you. And we couldn't be more thankful that you took the time to be with us and talk about all this. Why don't we throw it all out there? Why don't you let the people know the priority places where they can follow you on social media?
Well, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at It's Aria Brooks. And then you can find all my music, Castles by Aria, and then Castles Part 2 by Aria as well, all wherever you stream your music.
Perfect. Perfect. Aria, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on everything coming up later this year. Good luck on High School Musical Season 3. You don't need it. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big, and onward and upward from here. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was nice to meet you.
You too. And thank you to everyone checking us out this time out on Celebrity Stage Stories. Thank you for checking us out via our outlets with our good friends at Edge Magazine. Again, edgemagonline.com. And subscribe, share, wherever you're checking us out. We're going to see you next time here on Celebrity Stage Stories. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Aria.
Thank you.